Now, it sounds to me like Becky Lead's essay. So a nice introduction to today's Lead Essay, Make a Difference Diary. We have a double header for you today. First, I'm going to touch base again with a non-profit organization we have spoken to before, working in the field of early childhood development. But I'd like to give you a bit of a reminder about their work. And then we're going to tell you about something called the Michi Challenge. And what is the Michi Challenge all about? It's not a day catching flies and mosquitoes. It's got something much more important at its heart. Hold on for a couple of minutes and I'll tell you more. In the meantime, I'd like to reintroduce you to Starting Chance. And my question today is really, would you like to have a bit of fun and at the same time know that you're giving a child a starting chance on their education? Because in honor of Women's Month, this coming weekend on Saturday, the 5th of August, Starting Chance will be holding an event called a Fair Play Fun Day to help boost their activities. And if you remember them from the last time we spoke to them, you'll know that Starting Chance works in the field of early childhood development. Specifically, this time they're trying to fundraise for 1,000 Umfuleni preschoolers whose education could be boosted if you support this fundraising event. Co-founder of Starting Chance, Ali Corbett, joins me on the line. Nice to have you with us again, Ali. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tessa. Thanks so much for inviting me.
It's a great
pleasure.
Wonderful
to be with you.
Thanks so much. Won't you just remind our listeners once again what Starting Chance is all about?
So we're a non-profit organization and we focus on early childhood development in the Umfuleni area, which is just past the airport. We support 9 educators and we make sure that we help them in a holistic manner. We upgrade their facilities so that they have a good learning environment, and we train and develop their teachers to support what they're doing with their amazing children in the Umfuleni township.
And how long have you been in operation for?
We've been working in Umfuleni since 2010. So our first schools have finished their 3-year program with us, mm-hmm. and they've opted to stay on. So we've got 4 of them, and then we've taken on another 5 schools that have just finished their first year with us. So it's very exciting.
That's fantastic that you're able to reach that many schools. Tell us specifically what you're doing this coming weekend to raise funds, because obviously for any non-profit, keeping the coffers full is an ongoing challenge, and events like this can make all the difference. What have you got planned for this weekend?
Well, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. We're honoring the amazing woman that run our educares, and so we're having a fun day, but it's a fun day with a difference. We've asked each of our educators to design and make a game out of recycled material that they can then use at their school after the event. And so we have hired the Umfuleni High School Hall, and each school will be setting up a stall which will have their game on it. And so we've got over 22 games, because actually each school has been so excited they've done 2.
Fantastic.
And Starting Chance has done 2 as well. So we've got 22 stalls, and the idea is that the children from our educators and from the community of Umfuleni can come on the day, buy a book of coupons for 30 rand, and have a go at some of the games that the schools have put together, with the idea that the parents who are attending with their children will get ideas of what they can do at home. Because, as we all know, the economy is such that there's not a lot of money around. But that doesn't stop you having fun with your kids if you use recycled materials and do fun things. So that's the aim. And all the proceeds from the day go towards the upliftment of the 9 schools, which includes our special needs school on Wabo.
Fantastic. Now, Ali, you're mentioning buying a coupon book for, was it 30 rand, I think you said?
Yes,
okay.
Is
there any other cost to enter the event, or is that the only expenditure that will be asked of you?
No, that's the only expenditure. So the 30 rand coupon book of coupons is designated into different amounts. So there's 2 rand, 1 rand, 5 rand, and 10 rand. And they can use it as they want to. So they can have a go at a game, which costs 1 coupon, or they can buy food from the food stalls, their various food stalls.
Okay.
Or if people can't make the event, it would be fantastic if they would sponsor a child to come to the event. And they are able to do that by going to our webpage and going to the donate button and donating for the children who can't afford the 30 rand.
Ali, well, let's, without further ado, share that webpage, please. Where do listeners find you?
It's www.startingchance.org.za, and then you'll see on the homepage there's a button. You can go straight to that and just reference it, Starting Chance Fair.
Okay, now just a quick question. Obviously, we hope that listeners will do exactly that and support this event either by coming themselves or by sponsoring a child to attend. But we'd also love to have listeners committing to more long-term assistance of what you're doing. Do you have programs, for example? I know many organizations, you can sponsor an individual child's costs for the year or sponsor an individual school as a company. Do you have programs like that set up?
Yes, we certainly do. And if you go onto our website, you'll be able to see the live projects that we have at the moment. The most sort of important one for us is the Lonwabo School for the Disabled Children. Mm-hmm. They currently support 35 children, but we're hoping to build a facility for them for 60 children. This is the only one of its kind in Umfaleni, and we are really needing support for that build. We're hoping to start at the end of the year. So that's one of our projects. We're also upgrading a facility called Sakaluntu, and that is starting in August. And we are hoping to be able to not only give them a grade R classroom, but also to give them equipment and educational games and toys for their school. So that would also be a fantastic project for people to support.
I hope they do that. My final question, Ali, is really around the timing of the event this weekend, because I know you very deliberately have waited until Women's Month to hold this big event. Why women in particular? What's so special about their role in your community?
The women that we work with are extraordinary. Most of them often don't even have enough money to take a salary for themselves because parents are often not able to pay the fees for the children. And yet, they have the most extraordinary passion and love for the children that they're working with. And so this Women's Month, we want to honor them and we want to congratulate them on the amazing work that they're doing and how they really are giving the children of Umfaleni a starting chance on their educational journey. So we've chosen to have it just before the 9th of August.
We wish you a very successful and a very happy day together on Saturday. Ali Corbett, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me on to Lead SA.
It's a great pleasure. Ali Corbett of Starting Chance. So please, it's startingchance.org.za. Please do go along, take a look at the website, browse through the different projects they're involved with and find something that resonates with you within that story, or consider going along to support their Fair Play Fun Day this Saturday, the 5th of August.